This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Polis has signed a new law to address the rising rate of fentanyl use and fentanyl-related deaths. The law increases penalties for dealers and funds safety measures like fentanyl test strips. It also allows prosecutors to charge users with a felony if they're caught with 1 gram or more of any substance containing fentanyl. Backers say the felony charge is needed to get addicts into treatment. Opponents argue it criminalizes a physical and mental health issue. The number of Coloradans in the hospital with confirmed COVID-19 cases rose again for the sixth straight week. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
COVID-19 hospitalizations increased to 163 people on Wednesday. That's up almost 20 from the previous week and the highest point since mid-March. But that's still far below the peak of the Omicron wave in January. Becky Loy is an ER nurse with hospitals in Westminster and Aurora.
We're a little bit short as staff members are getting sick, which tends to be a little bit of a canary in the coal mine. And we're seeing a lot of flu, which is pretty unusual for this late in the year.
The positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, is at its highest point since mid-February. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche are back home tonight with a chance to close out their second-round NHL playoff series against the St. Louis Blues. Avalanche coach Jared Bednar does not expect a guaranteed win.
I just think that we can expect their best game. They're going to come and they're going to check us hard and they'll be hungry offensively. I mean, they have to win the hockey game, so we can expect their best game.
The Avs lead 3-1. A win sends them to the Western Conference Final. Face-off is at 6. This is CPR News at 5:06.